what Father Sapienza has done is draw our attention to Oscar Wilde's strong religious character, that all his life he was interested in religion. He was very attracted to Catholicism, didn't become a Catholic until just before his death, and he was always a believing Christian. So that the current interpretation of him simply in terms of being a gay writer is too narrow, and what Father Sapienza is doing is widening it to say that he's a great writer and that he is also a very interesting person from a Christian viewpoint.
But is there not something of a contradiction there? I mean, Oscar Wilde was a gay icon, and the church are notorious for speaking out against homosexuality. So how can they reconcile using his words and his witticisms as part of a collection for Christians? I mean, is he going to be incorporated into the teachings of Christianity?
No, he's not being incorporated into the teaching. Rather, he's being studied as a very interesting example of what faith does to a person and how it grows in somebody. Because Oscar Wilde was, for much of his adult life, was an active homosexual. This is not to say that he was not a believing Christian who found Catholicism very attractive. The ritual, the doctrine, the devotion. And also, when we look at this, we need to be careful that official Catholic pronouncements are not against homosexuality, but they are against the practice of it. Whether a person is homosexual or not is not regarded in today's teaching as being in itself significant. It's what a homosexual person, or indeed any person, does with their sexuality that's important. Oscar Wilde's life is full of mistakes, but what we do find in it, and in the circle in which he lived, is an amazing amount of interest in and conversion to Catholicism.
But it's hard to say that it's okay to be a homosexual as long as you don't practice it. Is there not some sort of a contradiction there?
Many people think so. And really, but we'd be unwise to get into that today when we're talking about Oscar, because his closest friend, who was probably also his lover, Robert Ross, was a Catholic convert. Lord Alfred Douglas, with whom he became involved in, and then in a spectacular scandal, became a Catholic later in life. Lady Queensberry, Lord Alfred's mother, was a convert, and so was her former husband, Lord Queensberry, against whom Oscar Wilde took an ill-advised law case. So there was an awful lot of sincere Christianity in what to us would seem an unlikely area. Now, why it should seem to us unlikely is another matter. But so there's a way in which Father Sapienza's statements are reclaiming Oscar Wilde for the church in which he died.
But do you think that Oscar Wilde's conversion or devotion to Catholicism was sincere?
Or
was
yes.
It wasn't something he was just dabbling like.
No, it was there all his life. It keeps on resurfacing.
Yeah. And what about within his works? I mean, a lot of his, characters talk about immorality and, you know, the whole thing of I can resist anything except temptation.
Yes.
And, you know, he was very flamboyant, at least, if not immoral, at least amoral.
Yeah, he was. And Catholic worship at its best is flamboyant. One of the problems is that for much of our worship after Vatican II, we took the flamboyance out of it.
So you think Oscar wouldn't be happy with the Catholicism that we have today?
Not the style of liturgy we have. You would think it very drab.
Yeah. So you think it was the whole pomp and ceremony as such?
No, not only that, but the faith as well. Like you do, he was very interested in devotion to saints, devotion to the Blessed Virgin. All of that he found very, very attractive. And he would have grown up in a very austere Dublin Protestant background. So there was a contrast. He never rejected the faith of his baptism so much as he grew in a different way. And eventually he found his home at the very, very end of his life. He found his home in Catholicism. And that's shown by his grave in Paris, where the original inscription beside the later monument is a very Catholic one.
Do you think that Father Sapienza's, the book that he's written now, is going to change the outlook that people have for homosexuality, or is it going to stir up things within the church?
I don't think so at all. I think there's a wide acceptance of gay people and of gay spirituality. There are parishes in the United States where the majority of parish members are gay. It's a positive document what Father Sapienza has written as part of a book, and that's to be welcomed because so much of what we hear in this context is negative.